Cecilia had never thought about how long it could take to move a few people across a short stretch of ocean. She had always been, she realized, the one who didn't have to wait. This time she waited, and heard from both Militia and the young people what had happened. Even with her wits restored by hot broth and half a survival bar from Bubbles' pack, it didn't make sense to her. Lepescu killed the other hunters? Why?
My guess would be that he thought he could get away alone. No witnesses on his side, convicted criminals, if any survived, on the other. If he'd killed the young people, gotten into that flitter and made it away...
But he couldn't possibly...
I'm not sure. Suppose we had still been on the mainland when George's transmission went out. He'd have had hours, not minutes, to complete his plans. Kill the witnesses, gas the remaining victims from the flitter. Fly back to Bandon, take the shuttle up. A wild gamble, but he liked wild gambles. Better than surrendering tamely to be tried himself.
But why not get the others to help him?
Likely they wouldn't. That Mr. Smith... And by the way, are you and the others going to tell me who Mr. Smith is?
Someone who shouldn't be here. Later, perhaps. Cecilia glanced around at the militia who might be within earshot.
Ah, like someone's son, perhaps. Yes. Anyway, Mr. Smith explained that there had been a lot of confusion after the flitter crashed here, and the Admiral had insisted on continuing the hunt. He might well fear that his allies would turn on him. If he had gotten away, well away, we would have found an island full of dead people and no witnesses to convict him. He wouldn't necessarily know that I was here at all, or that I knew he was on planet. A bold plan, typical of him, but as usual, wasteful of resources.
And Rafa told me about what happened after they crashed, although she doesn't know all of Ronnie's story, or George's, or the others. Were they all your crew?
Apparently not. This wasn't the first such hunt, and Petra said some who survived a few weeks of a hunt were kept to seed the next, to keep it interesting. Too many were, though. I never imagined any such thing.
Of course not. Cecilia smiled at the younger woman. So much older than the younglings, Ronnie and his friends, but still so vulnerable. She clearly needed someone to reassure her. Yet, in Cecilia's experience, no reassurance made up for bad results. And this had to be a bad result, no matter how selfless the original decision. She looked away from Harris and thought about what she could do.
Do I know anyone in the Admiralty?
By the time Harris and Cecilia landed on Bandon again, the young people, except for Buttons, who remained the family's representative on Bandon, had been taken to the mainland, along with two wounded militia and three wounded victims. Ronnie needed medical observation. The girls had wanted to check on George themselves, and Bubbles had an appointment with her father. Cecilia relaxed in the luxury of Bandon Lodge. A full set of servants had been flown out as soon as the island was secured, and left Harris to her own devices. Harris, after a bath and change of clothes, gathered her courage and went to see if her former crew would even speak to her. They were scattered through the guest rooms, according to the information in the desk comp. She found door after door with its privacy locks engaged, and didn't try to intrude. Finally, she found one door ajar. Petrus looked out at her.
Ah, Captain Serrano, I was just about to bathe.
I'm sorry, I'll...
Wait, she would have said, but she had no right to force him to speak to her if he didn't want to.
I'm sorry I yelled at you back there. It was just hard to believe.
I'm sorry, I thought you could have been with Lepescu.
Look, I'm still stinking filthy. I was checking on Oblo, and he's fine. Let me get clean, and why don't we go walk somewhere?
At least he was willing to talk to her. Harris nodded, silently, and turned away. Back in her room, she tried to relax, but her eyes kept moving to the window, with its striking view of the beach and the other island across the water. The sun slid lower. The colors of sea and sky changed minute by minute. Flitters came and went. They were, she supposed, picking up the bodies and taking them away, bringing more investigators to look for more clues. Her head ached. She fell into a restless doze in her chair. Bathed and dressed in clean clothes, Petrus looked more like the man she remembered, and less. He was not in uniform, the only clothes she'd seen him wear except for the rags of the island. He was not in the mental uniform that had kept them both from acknowledging what they could feel if they allowed it. His eyes challenged her.
If you need a rest, we could hold this until morning.
A night with issues unsettled would be no rest.
No, I'm ready.
To her surprise, he smiled at her and held up a basket.
My favorite captain. Always ready. I've had my first free meal, but thought we should bring something. There are enough cooks here to feed two cruisers. And the young lord, what's his name?
Buttons. They call him Buttons.
The staff doesn't. Anyway, he gave me a map and suggested something called the Seabreeze Trail.
After what had happened, she had no right to quibble.
How is everyone?
Most of them are asleep, I think. Oblo said to tell you thumbs up on coming to the rescue, and I said I would. He said there's a nurse in the clinic there on the mainland that almost makes the whole thing worthwhile. Remember the time we had to get him out of that rat hole in Secus?
Oh, yes. Purple dyed skin and all.
Petrus led the way down the carpeted hall, hung with soft-toned pictures of flowers and birds.
The young man said we could take a flitter or walk. Which would you rather?
It was nearly dark, though why that should matter, she couldn't think.
Let's walk, if it's not too far.
Nope, just down this way.
In the gathering dusk, he led the way to a trail edged with white stones. It wound around one wing of the lodge, skirted a clump of very tall trees, then dipped to the shore. Far off, the sun hung in a glowing net of haze. The sea held the light and threw it back at them. The island across the strait showed a pale edge of beach and a dark hump, but no details. They walked on along the beach to an outcrop of gray rock very like the rock on the other island. It lay across the end of the beach, and beyond it, Harris could see a rougher, stony shore where the sea nibbled and sucked hungrily. Here they stopped, as if the rock were a real barrier, although its blunt steps could have been climbed by a child. Petrus set down his basket.
While we still had the light, we should see what the cooks came up with. Ah, real food.
He spread the serving containers out. Harris sat down abruptly. It couldn't be this easy. Something had to happen, some further punishment for her mistake. It would be fair if he had put poison in the food, if he leapt on her and strangled her. She hadn't meant bad to come of it, but it had. And when had intention ever been justification for causing the deaths of innocents?
Captain Harris, you're about as relaxed as a novice gunner before the first battle. What do you think, I'm going to scold you?
You'd have a right.
He looked into her eyes.
Well, yes, in one way I do. In another, I don't. I think you want your scolding, is that it?
I don't know. I want what happened to be different. For it to have worked the way it was supposed to. You safe.
By the gods, Harris, do you think we'd have joined the regs if we'd wanted to be safe? And safe at the cost of the best commander we ever had? Keep us from being butchered by that fool and his stupid tactics, yes, but not ruin yourself and us in the bargain.
You're right. I was wrong.
The rest of the pain she had put off feeling stabbed her. The thought of her crew, from that scrawny new kid in power systems who had burst into tears with the first mail from home, to the wizened old senior medical mate, finishing out her last tour before retirement. What had happened to them? Tears spilled over. She could feel the wind chilling them as they ran down her cheeks. Petrus moved close and put his arm around her, a firm but gentle hold.
You should have trusted us. Did you think we'd fail you?
I had failed you. The scan data were all lost. They told me you'd all be court-martialed along with me, risk discharge at least, and probably time in prison.
So you resigned, walked out?
Yes.
It all came back, the nightmare she'd relived so often these past months. The board behind their polished table, the familiar faces as strange as masks, the feel of her dress uniform collar tabs on her throat, a blade no less dangerous for being fabric and not steel.
I was told that if I resigned immediately, they would take no action against you, the crew. They would hush it up. It wouldn't have happened. Sorkang, my father's friend, one night counted on to help me argue my case. He said that. And if Sorkang was against me...
She shook her head. She had said this already. It made no difference. She had had her reasons. She had fought herself to make that decision. And none of her reasons mattered. It had been wrong. As wrong as not anticipating any enemy's position and firepower. Petrus squeezed her shoulders.
Well, if it helps, not all your crew was as loyal as they should have been. Lepescu had a ringer in, and that's what happened to the scan data.
How'd you find that out?
First transit brig. Friend of a friend of a friend. Couldn't do much for us, but did tell us who did it and on whose orders. We took care of him.
Harris shuddered. She didn't want to understand, although she did.
How many?
I'm not sure. They split us up early on. We were tried in different groups, supposedly determined by our level of responsibility. Some weren't formally charged, I heard, but I couldn't tell you what happened to them. Of those brought to court, the scuttlebutt is that all but three were convicted. Some were discharged, and some had the usual loss of rank or pay, but no brig time. They decided to make an example of about 50 of us, the senior NCOs and officers. And from that, about 30 were brought here. The others are in the prison system somewhere.
We'll have to do something about that.
I don't see how you can now. Maybe if this comes out, their cases can be reevaluated, but whatever Lepescu was up to, the original charges are still there.
I'll think of something. Maybe Lady Cecilia...
Maybe. But I had something else to say to you. I wish it was darker. The thing is, you're not my commander now, right?
Right.
Harris picked up something. It was dark enough she could hardly see the food, and stuffed it in her mouth. Cheese and pastry and something.
You were always professional, you know. But I used to wonder if you felt something. You know, something like I did.
He wasn't looking at her, but at the last fading purple glow in the west. Then up at the stars. Harris had time to remember times she had not wanted to be professional.
Yes. Something.
So?
The flat gray light, all that was left of sunset, caught in his eyes. Harris opened her mouth to say how impossible it was, then realized it wasn't. Not anymore.
So...
She still could not say it. She moved instead into the arc of his arm.
You should have trusted me. It hurt when you went away like that, without a word.
Yes, it did.
She leaned against him. His arm felt good against her back. Better than good.
It hurt a lot. But I'm here now, and I'm trusting you.
About time.
Then his grip tightened. She had never allowed herself to imagine, really imagine, what embracing him would be like. It would have been too difficult to go through everyday shipboard life if she had. Now she was glad of her former discipline. She had no nagging comparisons to make, just the experience to savor.